on the person in the back? I know it's been a while.
Yeah, it's, you know, you can't emulate anything in a practice or playing skate, but, you know, I thought my legs felt good. Maybe a little sloppy with the puck, but all in all, I'm happy with how I felt, at least injury-wise. I didn't notice that, so that's a good sign and a good step here.
You can only have one practice before you come back. How do you kind of know when it's the right time? Just have a gut feel thing? Or just kind of,
yeah, just kind of know, you know, where your body's at, what you're feeling, and, you know, decide if you can go out there and play the way you need to play. So, like I said, physically felt pretty good, and I just need to keep shaking a little bit of rust here with the puck and make some retail thing.
I know you weren't in last night, but watching the other guys, just how hard is it to come back and play less than 24 hours after such a physical, intense game last night?
I know it is. I mean, that was a lot of emotion and a lot of energy used. And it might have showed a little bit in our play tonight. I don't think we were happy with some of our decision making, and you know, giving them some looks like that is not the way we want to play. So we got to you know, learn. It was good that we kept fighting there, and guys didn't give up, got a big point. And but at the end of the day, I think we want to play a little bit more complete and a little bit more solid.
What was it like to watch the game last night in terms of, you know, the rivalry, you've been, you know, been part of it, but just to see kind of the response from the guys down a few players too?
Yeah, I mean, we've proved to ourselves, you know, that's the attitude and that's the intensity we need to bring. And I'm sure, like you guys all thought, and I thought myself, that was a pretty playoff atmosphere kind of game. And that's what it takes down the stretch here. So we need to keep that in our back pocket and use that as an example going forward here, how we need to play. And standing up for one another, playing as a team, playing simple, and just going out and executing.
You guys have mentioned not getting in your comfort zone down the stretch, and something maybe might have bothered you guys last year. Like, you know, it's easier said than done, especially when you have a playoff spot pretty close to locked up. But just how do you kind of maintain that kind of...
Well, I think for our situation, I mean, we've got a few new guys, and we've had to battle some injuries here, and I think that's good adversity to have. So, you know, you've got to keep growing here as a team, and you know, I mean, obviously we want to get our full lineup back and everybody rolling together, but at the same time, you grow as a team, you have guys step up, you rally for one another, you have energy off that, and you find ways to keep learning and growing as a team. And like I said, that adversity is good to have right now.
Thank you.